Welcome to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, December 1st through Christmas Day.
Wednesday, December the 4th. What Distracts Us? By Mark Garner. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says this, "All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." I'm 3 years older than my brother Charles. One can imagine how his arrival into our family affected my current role as being the baby. It was a role that I didn't want to relinquish easily. Our modest home at that time in Itabena, Mississippi, had 3 rooms that were connected by doorways. My daily routine when my mother needed solace to rock and feed Charles became marching around the house through each of those rooms, like I was in a marching band. I think I remember my mom saying something like, "Why don't you march around while I feed your little brother?" She was probably trying to channel my endless energy and keep me occupied on a goal to stay out of her way. It was a good plan, but as you can imagine, after I'd made a couple trips around the rooms, I got easily distracted. Something would catch my eye, like a book on a shelf or a knickknack that was just in reach. On one particular day, I'd picked up a bobby pin that I'd found on the floor. It probably fell out of my mom's 1960s beehive hairdo, no doubt. This day, I was not only marching around like usual, but I had a bobby pin in my hand, and I began to run through the house. My mom didn't know I'd found the bobby pin. She was just relishing the fact that her plan to keep me occupied while she nursed my brother seemed to be working flawlessly. That is, until I was easily distracted, once again by an electrical socket on the wall. This was before the day of electrical socket plastic covers, and well, you guessed it, I decided to try a little experiment of my own. You can imagine the sights and sounds of a 3-year-old placing a bobby pin into a 220-volt socket and the effects of the voltage shooting through a small little boy's body. It shot me across the room, tripped all the breakers in the house, and definitely got the attention of my mom and my little brother. Talk about a distraction. 3-year-old boys are prone to get distracted. 57 years later, I'm still apt to get distracted, especially around the holidays. Sometimes the distractions are caused by getting out of my regular schedule, while sometimes they are just good things keeping me from what's best. What can we do, particularly this Christmas season, to silence the distractions and enjoy the peace of His presence? I want to give you 10 practical steps to help us all focus on the Christ of Christmas. Number one, build into your schedule downtime this season. You can say no to good things in order to do what's best. Number two, turn off your phone. Number three, turn off the TV. Number four, turn off everything. Number five, find a quiet place to pray. Number six, meditate on one familiar scripture. Number seven, ask God to quiet your heart. Number eight, eliminate something from your schedule that causes you to be distracted from what's best. Number nine, think of a person that is a distraction and ask God to help you discern when spending time with this person is a good thing and when it isn't. Number 10, commit to plugging into the source of peace and joy. It might just shock you into a better place. Listen to the song, "God With Us" by All Sons and Daughters, and reflect on those words from the chorus, where it says, "Our Deliverer, You are Savior. In Your presence, we find our strength. Over everything, our redemption. God with us. You are God with us."
Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God With Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.